You just can't beat the classic original Ugg boots at skinnies.com.au.
I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Unanswered question from today's show.
Okay.
Which is another best of show, mind you.
Yes.
Is your 4.5-year-old daughter still obsessed with cheese?
Yes, affirmative. She's also moved on to those bread rolls with the ham and cheese on top of them.
She's not an idiot, clearly.
No, loves them. She's got very refined tastes, as you can tell.
I miss primary school so much.
Well, she's not even in primary school yet.
I know,
yet.
That's next year. That's the world, like the ham and cheese rolls and
yes.
The stringers. And
yep, whatever you could headbutt into a lunchbox and get out of the house, basically. Amen. So you said it's a best of show today. There are some snippets of best of, but at least the bangers and mash.
Is an original. In that bangers and mash, you referenced an artist who I would go on to say hasn't been mentioned on commercial radio for about 15 years.
Yes.
To prove my point to that, we only have the Latino version of one of her songs.
And the crowd goes wild. If only you could see Aaron right now doing his little Latino moves. Yeah, so big week. Well, not really. Poor old Lee's.
I know.
She's really suffering.
Yeah. I mean, we've had a good week, though.
We've had a great week. And now the pressure is on because Lee's and I are doing a show tomorrow night.
And it's potentially going to be you.
It could just be me.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we'll see how she goes. But if you've got any remedies for getting your voice back stat, please, please, I'm serious, put them in the podcast notes because I've booked her in for acupuncture. I hope they throw some Chinese herbs her way. But it's like desperate times because we can't be doing another best of week next week. I just don't think we've got enough.
We'll get Vanessa Amorosi in.
You can't hide. You can give your life or you can lose your soul.
This bit here is a bit weird.
Drown in a hole.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's uplifting.
I reckon she'll get her voice back and she'll be able to shine.
I hope so. I hope that's what absolutely everybody else thinks too.
Yes! Gee, we've done well. We've done well.
We have. You and me, Scotty, all the way this week. It's been a joy.
I think the highlight has been, it's actually just been me, you and Aaron sitting in the studio having a chin wag for an hour.
It has.
And charging the Hit Network for our time.
Yeah, which is basically what I've done in every job I've had.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a real positive.
Everyone needs the talkers in the workplace. They do. It brings people together, doesn't it? It really does.
Aaron's just awkwardly staring at us thinking, I'm going to lose my job. I can almost imagine our big boss saying to Aaron, just make sure they're not just sitting in the studio talking
yes.
the whole time. And Aaron's like,
and now we've let the cat out of the bag by being like, wow, what a week. Woo, tough one. Tough. Yeah. Okay.
Here's the podcast.
Have a great weekend.
Good luck with the show.
Thank you.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Lee's is away on sick leave. I don't know. Do adults have sick leave?
Well, yes. Her voice is shot.
She can't talk. But potentially it's shot because yesterday, her one day where she could talk,
yep.
We made her record Bangers and Mash.
We did.
Bangers and Mash. Bangers and Mash.
We sing song lyrics to a different tune.
Bangers and Mash. Bangers and Mash.
Yes, it's back for Friday.
It is. And I think your voice is back sufficiently that you couldn't get out of doing this again, Lee.
Well, it's better than it was. However, it is deeper, if that's even possible.
Oh, God, I'm worried. So will I be able to pick the song that you sing?
I think so.
To the tune of another?
It's been chosen, carefully selected for me based on how low can I go.
Oh, it must be Barry White or something. Okay.
Could be, Sarah. Could be. All right.
Show me what you got.
All right. Hold on. Let me set up here.
Here's the thing. We started out as friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. You're dedicated. Yeah, you took the time and it wasn't long till I called you mine. And all you'd ever hear me say is how I picture me with you.
What?
How can I put me on? I even fell for that stupid love song. But since you've been gone, I can breathe for the first time. I'm so moving on. Thanks to you, now I get what I want since you've been gone.
God, stop it!
I mean, I'm warmed up now. I could keep going and going.
Okay, so here's the thing. We started out friends. Mm-hmm.
Who was it, though?
It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Since you've been gone. Since
you've been gone. Bye.
Is it Vanessa Amorosi? Who is it?
Oh, my God.
Who is it?
No.
Who's Avril Lavigne?
No.
I don't think the term
since
Vanessa
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
Okay,
I don't know
got
if
it.
Vanessa Amorosi's name has been said on radio for about 15 years.
Well, I'm bringing her back. Contemporary
okay,
references.
Good.
And this and the tune was Fine Young Cannibals Walk 500 Miles.
Who?
Is that it?
No. There are people cursing at you in their cars
Sarah,
right now.
It is a cult song. Who? By Fine Young Cannibals.
Yeah.
No, Fine Young Cannibals.
The Protractors.
Close. not a mathematical band.
The Pretenders.
Close again.
The Procrastinators. What did Fine Young Cannibals sing?
She drives me crazy.
Oh, it's all coming to me now.
Yes.
What a gift.
That's a Celine Dion song. It's all coming back to me now.
All right, here we go.
So confusing.
Sarah's up. Lyrics of one song to a tune of another.
Does anyone have a lozenge after that?
I sit and wait. Does an angel contemplate my fate? Do they know the places where we go when we're grey and old? 'Cause I've been told. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts that are running through my head, and I feel that the love is dead, so I'm loving angels instead.
Oh.
Instead.
Yes.
Hang on. Here we go. And through it all, she offers me protection. And through it all, lots of love and affection. Whether I'm right or wrong.
Yes, I've got it.
Wherever it may take me, I know that.
Do you know what?
Life won't break me when I come to call.
I can relate to this song.
I know she won't forsake me. All right, don't forsake me.
All right, first one is, the tune is Billy Joel's Uptown Girl. Did you know, Sarah, that I was an uptown girl when I lived in New York? I lived on 73rd Street. That's uptown. So this is my anthem.
I think this show's just gone downtown with that reference. Okay. What's the lyrics?
Lyrics is
Ricky Lee Coulter.
I can't remember his name.
Ricky Lake?
Loving angels instead. It's the guy from the boy band who became a big, he's also like a.
He just did something in Russia where he gave the ups to the camera. He's one of your people.
I don't know.
Just gives the ups randomly.
What does his name start with?
It's not Ricky. It's
Robert. Robbie Williams. She offers me protection. Yes.
You got it.
I got it. That was great.
We did it. Wow. Despite your broken voice box.
You know, the GP also told me that my ears are blocked.
Oh.
She did.
Well, that was also to your advantage.
I know. Can you imagine when they're unblocked? She has to unblock them in 3 days.
Oh, God, enough already. Give us a week's reprieve until next Bangers and Mash, please.
The best of those two girls.
I know. Now, we're excited because it's not too long now until the new Bachelor Australia airs on our screens. The promos have ramped up. The publicity shots are coming out left, right and centre. I've seen the new batch, Nick Cummins, the honey badger, lying naked on a bed of roses.
Are you scandalised?
Oh, I'm excited. That's what I am. Now, I've got a theory as to why I think this Bachelor choice is going to be the most popular ever.
Okay, this is the break we did about it a couple of months ago when we first heard.
Yesterday, we heard Channel 10 announce who their next bachelor is. And of course, it's none other than Nick Cummins, former rugby star, who's affectionately known as the Honey Badger.
Yeah, now, it's perfect because they're calling him the Badgerler, yeah. which is just brilliant.
And he was on The Project last night,
yes.
having a chat with the panel up there. And I think he's adorable. I can't wait to watch him. He's got a real Aussie larrikin style about him. Let's have a little listen.
I mean, I can throw a few things out there, gas bag and, you know, chin wags and yarns and spin-offs and you know, all those fun things. But when you get that confused look as if, are you a weirdo or are you just... That's when you know you got to rein that in and start talking English again.
I mean, I'm hot for him. There's no doubt about it. But
he's very funny.
Please, there's a man who's gone before the Honey Badger.
Hmm.
There's a man who was loved by all of Australia in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
He was on a television show called Full Frontal, ran from 93 to 97, our entire high school years. Now, who was it?
All right, it's Porter. Here's it down. Sweet.
Yes, I am calling it. I am saying that the Honey Badger is today's Poiter, okay?
I was a huge fan of Poiter. Huge, Sarah. The problem is that I think you're living, you know, two decades behind here.
No.
And I worry that a lot of our listeners may not know who the hell Poiter is.
Poiter was played by Eric Banner. Now Hollywood megastar.
Yeah,
okay,
massive.
The Hulk, Black Hawk Down, Time Traveler's Wife, all of those films. But I am saying Eric Banner's greatest role was Poiter. Okay,
yeah.
Not Peter, Poiter. So, 131060 Australia, do you remember Poiter? And do you think I'm onto something here?
Do we have something else from Poiter? Do we have another grab? Don't we have some other funny Poiter stuff?
Oh,
I think we need some more Poiter stuff.
Okay, look, I'll never say no.
What'd you get on the weekend, mate?
Well, I did a bit of gardening and I had dinner with my parents. How about you?
Oh, I got biz Friday. Woke up Monday.
Okay, Poiter, I'll see you in the gift shop.
What, now?
I mean, he was so good.
So good.
I just spent all those teenage years quoting Poiter.
All right, so you reckon people are going to remember who he is?
Yes, I think there's a real sense of nostalgia around Poiter. I think that's why people now love the Honey Badger so much. He just reminds them of Poiter.
All right, do you guys know him?
Okay.
131060, who remembers Poiter? Give us a call.
It's Friday. Let's have some fun with the
yes.
show. Guys, 131060, we are asking, do you remember Eric Banner's character, Poiter, on Full Frontal in the 90s?
I got another grab.
Do you?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Their house on Poiter. Bloody mansion. Let's go inside, take a squeeze if anyone's home.
Now, this is why I'm so excited that Nick Cummins, a.k.a. the Honey Badger, has been announced as Australia's new Bachelor, because I just think he is a modern Poiter. And if you lived the 90s like Lise and I did, quoting Full Frontal, left, right and centre, then you will know how adored Poiter was
in
that Aussie larrikin sense.
He was a revered bogan.
Absolutely.
That's what Poiter was, and we loved him for it. But my question is, Sarah, I'm just not sure if our listeners remember Poiter as much as you do, because you do live in a reverie land of 1990.
No, Jeremy on 131060 does. I can feel it. Jeremy, talk me through Poiter.
How's it going?
Oh, it is Poiter. It's Poiter on the line. Jeremy, do you remember him?
I grew up sort of, I was born in 95, so he's a bit before my time, but being, you know, Facebook as it is, you always see him here and there.
And he's a legend, right?
He is just an Aussie, sort of an icon, I guess.
He should be on a stamp.
Hey, Jeremy, if you were born in 95, so that was right smack bang in the middle of the Poiter era, would you then recommend to the younger generation to go on YouTube and look him up? Because it sounds like that's what you did.
Oh, definitely. I seen a video on Facebook of him and Craig Lowndes, and after I seen that, I sort of did the, you know, looked it up on YouTube, and I started talking to the old man about it, and he was very much the same. We both loved it. We sat there for hours watching it.
So funny. This is where I think The Bachelor's going to get off, because Nick Cummins is
a modern day
Poiter. Richard on 131060, do you remember Eric Banner's Poiter?
I sure do. He was awesome. You can't forget that mullet. Also,
wearing the flannelette shirts, you know, always beer in hand or a case of beer with him. And his main phrase is always walking around going, look, mate, sweet, mate, sweet.
And he always had his does in hand. He always had a durry holding onto a can of Voy Boy.
Richard, how old are you?
I'm 34.
Yeah,
and I just remember the black mullet, him sitting there going, sweet, mate, sweet, with the head tilting backwards and forwards, you know?
Can you remember that episode where it was my favourite, I think, where it was all around the Olympics and the reporter said, Peter, and he was like, mate, it's Porter. And she said, how are you going to light the Olympic flame? And he took a drag of his durry and was like, light this, mate. And then just flicked it into the flame. Oh,
okay,
so
guys,
good.
If you're listening and you don't know what we're banging on about, do yourselves a favour. Type in Poida, P-O-I-D-A, into YouTube. That's your task for today.
This is your Friday funny, courtesy of us.
Yep.
You are welcome. It is Swartmut.
Those two girls.
All right, Poida, how's it going? Swart.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah is at home with no voice.
Well, Lise is at home with no voice. Sarah's, I am well and truly here with you, Scotty.
I mean, you're the same person.
Hey, it was so cold driving into work this morning. I put the seat warmers on in the car, put my Ugg boots on my feet, and as I was driving in, I thought there needs to be a new phrase. There needs to be, you know, there's cold hands, cold heart, warm feet, warm heart. What do you think about that?
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
We are on air this morning for skinnies.com.au. This is the best of Those Two Girls.
Please, I don't think it's fair you just showed me that video. You know how I'm having issues. Look, guys, my 4.5-year-old is obsessed with cheese. I am talking like I think she is part rodent. If she's been like this since she was 2. Coon, Edam, Beaker, Tasty, the stringers, she's not discerning.
How
if there's
stringers?
A cheese piece of cheese in my house, she will find it and she will eat it. And people keep saying, don't worry, she'll grow out of it. It's just a phase. And I think, well, it's calcium, sure, get it into her. And then you have just shown me
a
video.
There's a woman in the UK, best accent in the world. I won't try it, but it is amazing, who has confessed to eating a total of 6 large suitcases worth of cheese per year. So dietitians followed her.
Uh-huh.
It was on some sort of real life program, doco thing. They did the math, and yeah, it's come out that she eats 6 suitcases worth of cheese.
A block of 365 grams of cheese a day.
She's the type who's like, I'll have spaghetti bolognese, but hold the pasta and the bolognese. I'll just have the cheese.
Yes, she can't go out to restaurants because she has to alter the food menus there to include cheese.
And she has cheese and crackers for dinner every night. I mean, I could do that, though, and I have an admission here.
6 suitcases? Well, if I ate that much, you'd need a crane to lift me out of the house.
No, but you know how you were talking about stringers?
Yeah.
Those cheese stick things? I have just realised that I buy them for my kids, except my boys don't eat them, I do. And I'm coming clean on this. They don't eat them. I love a stringer.
You're the cheese person.
I am.
I mean, 13, 10, 60, how good is cheese?
Discuss.
Do you have a favourite?
I mean, look, I am partial for a very runny brie. I like a triple brie.
Well, you did get angry at me for cutting the cheese at the event. That sounded bad.
Well, Sarah, anyone would get angry at you for cutting the cheese.
That sounded very bad.
Okay?
Because I...
You're rude.
No, because
you
I
were raised
did.
With
Stop
wolves.
It. Stop it! Scott!
You
I mean, I didn't...
she doesn't
I cut,
like that, Scott.
I hate that. I hate
she doesn't.
That.
She can't
I'm
even say
lady.
The F word.
I'm a lady.
Say it, Sarah. No, F-A-R-T.
I'm
say
not
it.
Saying it. I don't like that word. I didn't cut brie correctly.
You don't know
and
how to...
Lee's reefed the knife off not me. I yet. Didn't cut cheese any other way. That's rude. Stop it! Stop it!
How old are we?
I just... There's a very big line between stringers and brie.
Yes, there is. But see,
but
I
if you're
don't...
a cheese addict, you don't care.
I don't think... I don't... I'm not a cheese
Hold
addict,
on.
But
we've,
I do like a
we've
stringer.
We've got urgent breaking news from Amy. Amy, what's going on?
I'm eating the stringer cheese right now. In
oh,
the
my
car.
God. Amy, talk me through it. Do you...
Amy, it's 5:38 in the morning.
Amy.
Don't you have Weet-Bix?
No. You just got to eat the cheese, though. It's just so good.
Amy, do you string it in very tiny strings or do you just rip it in half? Because sometimes I just go the big string, like half.
You know what? It really depends how I'm feeling, but, you know, it's a bit of both. But this morning I had to grab 2 out of the fridge on the way and I was like, I just need both. Like,
So how you string depends on your mood.
Yes, it is mood dependent.
Aaron wants me to do the podcast closer, but I don't know what to do.
Well, I just think what we acknowledge is how much better does Lee sound singing Bangers and Mash when her voice is in a questionable condition. I'll leave you with that thought as we go into the weekend. See you guys next week.
Bye. You can get warmed up with Skinnies. Check out the original Ugg boots at skinnies.com.au.
Well, that was a podcast of those two girls.